Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel, moving along in the last Perek, a Mesechtes Brachas Bana, Bayis Chodesh, if somebody builds a new house, V'kanu Kelim Chadashim, or if somebody buys new Kelim, everyone knows this, Omer Baruch Shachiyanu, again, a bridge version, Baruch Atah Hashem, Alikeinu Malach Olam, Shachiyanu, V'kimanu, V'giyanu, L'sman Hazeh, V'vorech Ala Ra, Me'in HaToifa, V'ala Toiva Me'in Hara, meaning the previous Mishnah said that if something good happens, you make the Bracha, Baruch HaToiva Me'ita, if something bad happens, you make the Bracha, Baruch Dayanu Emes. What happens if there's something that's good, but you think that maybe this good thing is going to lead to bad, or something bad, but you're hopeful that this bad thing is going to lead to good. It doesn't matter. Right now, a davar ra, baruch hatoiv, baruch dayno emes, and a davar toiv, you make the bracha of baruch hatoiv ha-meitav. Hatzoik l'shavar. If somebody davens about something that already happened, harez a tefillah shav. It's a wasted tefillah, because if it happened, it happened. Madah hava, water under the bridge. It's too late. At this point, there's nothing you can do. Ketzad, for example, so if a man's wife was pregnant, for Amar, and he said a tefillah, he rotzen shetelet ishti zacher. He davens, he hopes that his wife is going to give birth to a boy. Harei ze tefillah shav. It's a tefillah shav. So if he's saying the tefillah with Shema Malchus, he can't do that. It's a tefillah shav. Hayu baba derech, if somebody was traveling, v'shama kol tzvachabir, and he heard yelling, and he realizes a calamity, he hears sirens, he knows something's going on. For Amar, he says, he rotzen shlayu elu b'nei besi. He says, an erenz de tefillah. He says, I hope this is not coming from my house. I raise with tefillah shav. It's a tefillah shav, because if it is, it is. And as a result, the person doesn't have a right to just go ahead and say a tefillah to the extent that this tefillah is going to be a tefillah shav. Mishnah Dalet, Hanichnas Lekach, if somebody enters a city, Miss Palestine, he has to say two tefillahs. Achas Biknis, I'll say once when he enters the city, Vachas Biyitzi, I'll say once when he leaves the city. When you enter the city, you daven, that everything should go b'shalom when you're in the city. When you leave the city, you daven, that everything should go b'shalom when you leave the city. Ben Azay says arba, that not two tefillahs, but rather four tefillahs. Shtayim Biknis, I'll say two when you enter the city, Ushtayim Biyitzi, I'll say, and two when you leave the city. What are the two extra tefillahs? The noisen hoidal l'sha'avar, v'tzayik l'asalavai. Meaning, when you enter the city, you're supposed to say two tefillahs. You're supposed to say a tefillah that when you enter the city, everything should go b'shalim. And then when you enter the city b'shalim, you give hoidal t'akadosh baruch hu that everything went b'shalim. And then when you leave the city, you should daven that you should leave b'shalim. And then when you leave the city, you should thank Hashem that everything went b'shalim.